welcome into this special WGNSRadio.com broadcast of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament. Girls' consolation game here between the fifth-seeded Oakland Lady Chargers, finishing the regular season at 6-4, versus two-seeded Blackman, the Lady Flames, finishing the regular season 9-1. Theo Hatchett, the head coach of the Lady Flames. And for the Lady Chargers, Charlotte P. Get ready for starting lineups here from our friends at Loveless Fine Photography, Winners Trophies, and Fans Heating and Air. First of all, for the Oakland Lady Chargers, number 11, Faith Adams, a guard, will get the start today, along with number 15, Casey Bivens, guard, number 42, Sydney Gibson, a forward, number 35, Gracie Kirby, forward, will get the start today, along with Casey Howard, number 5, guard for the Oakland Lady Chargers. Adams, Bivens, Gibson, Kirby, and Howard, the starting lineup for the Lady Chargers of Oakland. For the Lady Flames of Blackman, number 15, Jalea Goff, an 8th grade guard, Goff. Number 3, Maya Fuller, 8th grade guard, Fuller. Number 24, Bliss Sparks. She is an 8th grade post, Sparks. Also number 31, Jasmine Corley. She's an 8th grade forward, Corley. And number 12, Nia Van Zant, 7th grade guard, Van Zant. So it'll be Van Zant, Corley, Sparks, Fuller, and Goff, the starting lineup for the Lady Flames of Blackman Middle School. That brings us right here to the tip, and we are ready to get underway. Jumping center will be Sydney Gibson for the Oakland Lady Chargers, and Bliss Sparks for the Lady Flames. Tip controlled by the Lady Flames. Three-pointer fired up there and good by Jalea Goff. First bank three and gets the Lady Flames off to a quick start. I'm probably going to call them Lady Patriots and Lady Blaze at some point tonight. Very similar colors, so I apologize in advance. With the basketball now, top of the key is Faith Adams to the left wing. Back around the horn. They get it back over to the left side to Bivens. Her shot is up and no good. Rebound cleared out by Goff. Goff down the near sideline into the corner. Three-pointer up by Sparks. This one is no good. Make that Van Zant. Rebound. Lady Chargers in the lane. Faith Adams misses the layup too hard. Rebound by Sparks, the eighth grader. Gives it off to Fuller, the guard, bringing it down the floor. Between the circles to the left wing. Goff looks over the three, takes the long two. Shot is too long. It's 3-0. Lady Flames just underway here. In the lane, shot up. It is no good by Howard. Rebound and put back. However, falls. And that is Gibson with the basket after the rebound. Lady Flames by one. Three, bangs around, will not fall. Underneath the basket for Van Zant. Rebound by Corley. And the ball is out of bounds now. Last touch by Oakland as it was tipped away. Goff will inbound on the baseline. Looking in. Long pass into Fuller. She drives from the left elbow. Shot off the back of the rim. Rebound. Oakland has it. And Howard down the floor. Howard brings it down herself. Crossing the timeline now. Passes to the left wing. Driving through. Shot is partially blocked. Attempt by Adams. Rebound. Blackman. Here comes Goff in the lane, and the jumper is no good. Rebound, Adams has it for the Lady Chargers of Oakland. Adams comes here to the right wing. Sets up here, now passes off to Goff, gets it back. Trying to feed inside. Nothing doing there to Gibson, rather. Ball tipped out of bounds. And Kirby will trigger in the inbounds play. Decora Puckett into the game. They do feed inside. They get it to Gibson. Her shot falls, and there's a foul. So give Gibson the basket, and she is going to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Our friends at Fans Heating and Air, they built their business on trustworthy service and customer care. 893-7930. First toss is up and it is good. So the three-point play works. It's 5-3 in favor of the Lady Chargers. Lady Flames with the basketball. Three-pointer by Goff. This one no good. Rebound by Kirby. Long pass up the floor. Howard driving. Comes to the near side. Too far underneath the basket. Gibson had the rebound. Tipped around. And controlled by Fuller for the Lady Flames. Gets it off in the corner. The long two up and no good by Van Sant. The rebound and putback will fall for Corley. And she's fouled. Corley will stand at the free throw line. With two quick dribbles, shot it and got it. So Corley completes the three-point play. 6-5. In favor of the Lady Flames. Blackman has done a great job of hosting this tournament, by the way. Kudos to Mr. Will Shelton, the principal, and all the assistants. The feed inside. They get it into Kirby, but it's knocked away by Blackman Sparks. But last touched by Oakland on the way out of bounds. So Sparks will inbound right here in front of us, our broadcast location. Toss in, and now Fuller going to bring it down the floor. Passes off to the right wing. Fuller to Bivens, deeper in the corner. Now they feed inside, going up strong with it. After the missed shot are the Lady Flames. Trying to see who that was that went up with the basket. It was Corley. Oakland's basketball trailing by one with 2:27 left in the first quarter. Adams over left wing to Bivens. Now deeper in the left corner. Howard cutting through near side. Adams, she goes up and is fouled, attempting the basket. So she'll head to the fans' heating and air free throw line. Second team foul. Toss is good. Adams will have another. This one is good as well. So Adams with 2 points, Gibson with five, and it's a 7-6 lead for Oakland early here in this game. Fuller gives off, driving Van Sant in the lane, misses the shot. Gibson there for the rebound, clears it out. Gives it to Adams, running the floor here down the near sideline. Puts up a floater, it will not fall. Bliss Sparks there to clear out the rebound and gives it up to Fuller. Drives the lane, pass broken up. Van Sant now headed to the rack. No, passes back out to Bond, who checked in on us. And they get it underneath for the foul call. Believe that was on Gibson. I'm not positive. Jada Bond, the seventh grade guard, is going to the foul line, however, to attempt free throws. First one bounces, falls through. Ties us up here at 7 apiece with another toss coming. Shot it and got it. So Bond gives the Lady Flames a one-point lead. 1:44 left in the first. Near side, Howard. Casey passes back out front to Faith Adams. Now in the left corner. 4-3, no good by Bivens. Rebound. Blackman, now Oakland, catches the loose ball, and then they throw it away. So back-to-back turnovers there. Gives the Lady Flames the basketball and a one-point lead. Fuller throws it away. Standing in front of it is Howard, and then she has it stripped from behind by Van Zandt. Lob inside going into Bliss. Threw it too long. Casey Howard coming the other way for the Lady Chargers of Oakland. Casey Bivens comes out to help. Now pass near side. Give it off over to the left to Faith Adams. She's tripped up. Loose ball. Lady Flames have it. Van Sant may not stop. Layup good. Nia Van Sant with the layup. 49 seconds to go, and a three-point lead for the Lady Flames. Howard and Adams playing catch here on the near side. Pass over left side to Bivens, now gets it back. Three ball is in the air, and this one a little long. Rebound by Bond. Bond still has it at the right wing. Gives it off to Van Sant. Get it underneath to Corley, and she's going to be fouled. This one going to be against Gibson, I believe. And it is. That is two fouls on Sydney Gibson. And sending Jasmine Corley to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. They have offered the finest products and services since 1966. Free throw number one, no good. There will be another. Coming up here for the eighth grader, Jasmine Corley. Lady Flames finished the regular season 9-1. Their only loss to undefeated Christiana. Oakland 6-4. Second free throw is good by Corley. It's 11-7. Lady Flames, 22 seconds left in the quarter. Down the near sideline is Puckett. Puckett being double-teamed. Try to feed inside to Sparks. It's tipped away by Nakia Russell, who's in the game. Long pass down. There's going to be a foul on Bond. Bond going to the free throw line here after the foul by Howard. With 8.8 seconds, Blackman looking to pad their lead here. Jada Bond's first toss is in and out. She will have another. About three dribbles, four, five, six. Spots for the shot, and it is no good. Rebound Oakland, cleared out by Shamaria Collier, the forward in the game. Shot up, no good at the buzzer by Casey Howard. And that's the end of the first quarter of play, with the Lady Flames leading the Lady Chargers of Oakland 11-7. As you listen in to State Farm coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament consolation game on WGNSradio.com. State Farm. Welcome back in to the second quarter of play. 11-7 your score. The Lady Flames with the lead. The Lady Chargers with the basketball. Here in the consolation girls game of the middle school basketball tournament. Faith Adams with the basketball near midcourt now. Brings it here to the right side. Gives it off to Bivens. The feed goes inside to Collier and knocked out of bounds. It'll be Lady Charger basketball. Oakland and Blackman in this game. Boys consolation between Siegel and Christiana will be podcast a little later on as well. Oakland inbounds to Howard out front. Adams here right wing. Back to Adams, top of the key. Back to Adams again. They try to feed inside to Collier, and it's broken up by Bond. Long pass up. Van Sant there to lay it in the hole. Nia Van Sant, and we have got a timeout on the floor as the Lady Chargers take a timeout here. And that gives us a chance to mention some of the sponsors making our podcast possible here, including State Farm agents Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jeannie Allman, Trey Helton, and Monty King. Get to a better state with our friends at State Farm. If you're injured during the game, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is your sports medicine provider, TOA. The best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. Oakland called timeout there after the bucket by the Lady Flames. Oakland trailing 13-7. Triggering in the inbounds play is Bivens coming down the near sideline. They get it across the timeline now. Adams has it. Adams back out front now to Bivens. 4-3. They need it. Don't get it. Rebound. However, Howard has it and backs it back out. Howard back to Adams. Top of the key. Dribbles around with it, trying to move Collier around, and does. They're clearing out the far side to give it into Howard. Muscles her way in for a basket. Nice move there by Howard. 13-9, Blackman. 4:23 left in the first half. We'll give you stats at the half as well. Bond drives baseline. She's going to be fouled on the way by Collier. Collier and Gibson playing that post position, and Gibson has two. And now Collier with her first. As Blackman tries to power it inside, Oakland trying to counter that. Fans heating and air free throw by Bond is good. She's got 3 points, led by Jasmine Corley's four. Very balanced scoring for the Lady Flames. We've opened up a 5-point lead. Could be six with this free throw, and it is. 15-9. Inbounds by Bibbins. Length of the floor to go. Howard still in the backcourt. Double teamed. In some trouble. Knocked away. Got it back. Howard has it tipped again. Now she floats one up there. No good from about six. Rebound tipped out. Oakland has the loose ball. And they lost it. Van Zandt comes away with it. Bounce pass in the far corner. Now the long two up there and no good by Goff. Rebound put back by Bliss. She is hacked and fouled. The basket didn't go. But she's going to get to earn a chance at a couple of points here at the free throw line. 6th team foul for the Lady Chargers. So next time, Blackman will be in the 1-1. Sparks free throw is no good. Gibson comes in. Collier goes out. So Gibson has to be careful this last 3:51 not to pick up another foul. Bliss toes the line. It's up and it's no good. Rebound. Oakland has it. Nakia Russell gives it up to Puckett. Puckett brings it down here to the near side. Pass back out front to Bibbins. Now right wing, Puckett. Waving traffic around is Puckett, top of the key, trying to go inside, and there's going to be a foul from behind. Check the foul for you. 2-3. I think. It is. Hollis, Gwen Hollis into the game. Inbounds, nice move there. Casey Howard finishes it off with a basket. Lady Flames down quickly, driving left side. Shot up by Goff, it's good. 17-11. Lead is six with 3:11 to go in the half. Burn it up the floor. Oakland gets it down quickly, get it into Gibson. Misses the shot, but stepping out of bounds is Jada Bond, so they lose the basketball. Amaya Davis in for the Lady Flames. 8th grade, post player. Inbounds by Oakland. Howard, going to give it off left side. Driving to the basket, shot no good. Rebound Gibson, this one won't fall. And it goes out of bounds. Puckett misses a shot. And then two putback attempts, fall no good. Oakland to inbound, however, as it was knocked out by Blackman. Running the lane, shot bounces high and then falls through for Casey Howard. 6 points for her to lead the Lady Chargers. 17-13, Blackman. I don't think Fuller's going to give it up. She drives. She's going to be fouled on the way to the basket. Foul is on Gibson, and that's her third, and that's what Coach Charlotte P. did not want to happen there. Pick up that third foul. Jasmine Corley going to check back in after this Fuller free throw, and it's no good. From the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, they will design the perfect system to meet your needs. 893-7930. Another toss here by Fuller. This one's up, and this one is in and out. Will not fall. Rebound, Russell has it. Oakland could use a basket here right before the half. Tried to lob it inside. No way Gibson was going to get to that pass from Puckett. Goes out of bounds and will be the Lady Flames basketball. Blackman 17, Oakland 13 with 2:27 left in the first half of play. Fuller brings it down. Goes right side. Now comes to the left. Gives it off to a driving Goff. Misses the shot. Bliss there for the rebound and put back. It won't fall. Rebound. This one off the glass by Goff. This one won't go. Another rebound by the Lady Flames and put back by Corley that won't fall. And now Adams has it. Adams bounce pass. Good idea. But not going to work. Tried to get it down low. To number 34, who is Donnelly. LaKenya Donnelly. Just checked in for Oakland. Bounce pass. Left side, Corley for the Lady Flames. Back out to Goff, and now she pushes off. Basket's not going to count. It went. She pushes off, trying to get free. LaKenya Donnelly, a forward for the Lady Chargers of Oakland. Minute 47. Looking near side is Faith Adams. Nothing there, so she looks to the right. Now takes it to the left side. Passes off here to Kirby near side, gets it back. Deeper in the left corner to Howard. Howard floats one up from the foul line. It won't go. Rebound pulled out of there by Corley. And they say Corley walked, trying to pull in the rebound amongst a great double team there by the Lady Chargers. Kirby to inbound and does to Howard. Howard flips it back to Adams. Adams works between the rings. Uses a pick. Comes here to the near side. From the wing spot, they really would like to get it inside to Donnelly, and now the ball just stolen away by Goff. Goff, foul line, right side, gives it up. Great backdoor pass. Shot will not fall, however, for Nia Van Zandt. Under a minute to go in the half. Faith Adams drives, has the ball stripped away. Hustling is Jalia Goff. Ball goes out of bounds. And Kirby will inbound the basketball and does so to Howard. 47 seconds left here in the half. 17-13 Lady Flames. Howard fighting off a tough double team from Van Zandt near midcourt. Gives it off to Kirby. Trying to feed inside to Bivens. It's stolen away by Sparks. Sparks to Fuller. Fuller to the foul line. Flips it back out. Now a three-pointer by Goff. Banked it in. First bank three, Goff. She started off the first quarter with that. Now a big basket here to wind up the first half. Floater in the lane. No good by Howard. Misses the eight-footer. And then a foul going to be called on Howard after attempting the rebound. That is three on her. Sydney Gibson already has three. So the Lady Chargers are in some pretty significant foul trouble here. Back into the game is Puckett for the Lady Chargers. At the foul line is Jasmine Corley. First Fans Heating and Air free throw. Rattles and falls through, so she'll get another. Toes the line, a couple of dribbles. Shot it and missed it. Rebound deep, and Oakland has it with 10 with 9. With 8 with 7 still in the backcourt. With 6 with 5. Looking down the floor. Puckett. Shot won't fall, but there's a foul. And that's going to send Puckett with 1.3 to the foul line. That is Nia Van Zandt's first foul. Blackman has fouled five times here in the quarter, or in the half, if you will. Puckett's toss. This one is no good. She will have another one to try to pull her team within seven here with 1.3 left in the first half. Toes the line, shot it, and got it. She was attempting a three, so she gets three attempts at free throws here. She's hit one of two so far. She'll draw her team within six if she hits this one, and it will not fall. Rebound by Corley, and that is your first half of play with the Lady Flames of Blackman leading the Lady Chargers of Oakland 21-14. Our coverage on WGNSradio.com of the girls' consolation game of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament is brought to you in part by Jay Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, Craig's Tax Service, along with Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. Here's some stats from the half. 8 points for Jalea Goff, 8 points for her, including two First Bank threes, 5 points for Jasmine Corley, four for Jada Bond, and for Nia Van Zandt. For the Oakland Lady Chargers, they're led by Sydney Gibson's 5 points. She has three fouls, along with Casey Howard. She has six and three fouls. 1 point for DeCoria Puckett and two for Faith Adams. That's a look at the halftime stats. Be sure to stay tuned. We'll be here for the second half coming up here on WGNS and WGNSradio.com as we bring you coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament consolation game. It's Lady Flame basketball to start the third quarter of play. Shot up and no good by Bond, and we are underway here in the third quarter with a 7-point lead for the Lady Flames playing here in the consolation game of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament. WGNS State Farm coverage of the tournament here on WGNSradio.com. Bounce pass broken up by Goff. Long pass here up the floor. Van Sant has it. Baseline jumper from about 3 feet is good. Blackman coming out in full court defense. Shot going to go in on the right side by Kirby, and she's going to be fouled. So a good answer there by the Lady Chargers, trying to keep this one close. And the old-fashioned three-point play by Kirby as she connects on the plus one. 23-17. Pass near side. Three-pointer. It's Goff, and it is good. First Bank three. She's got 11. She's been burning up the nets. Three First Bank threes here in the game. Inbounds. Howard still in the backcourt. Now they're going to call a reach in here, I believe, on Goff. Yes, it is Goff. And that's three on Goff. So foul trouble beginning to mount a little bit for the Lady Flames of Coach Theo Hatchett. Bounce pass, they get it down low. Kirby driving and misses the shot. Missed the baseline runner there. Rebound is Bond to Bliss. Sparks turns, shoots from the foul line. It's in and out. 26-17. Lady Flames nearing the midway point, or 2 minutes into, rather, I should say, the quarter. Used to 8-minute quarters. Gibson fires up a shot, missed it, got her own rebound, and put it in the hole. Gibson with seven. And is going to have a plus one at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Second half, our Toots free throw line. Good food and fun on Broad and South Church in Murfreesboro and Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna. She connects on the plus one. So the Lady Chargers within six. Goff drives, gets in the lane. One-handed floater, about three-footer, no good. Rebound, Van Sant puts it in the hole. Oh, it's in and out, defied gravity. Rebound Kirby, and she gives it up to Adams, who brings it down the floor. Left side, Bivens passes off and gets it back to Adams. Now a three by Bivens. Oh, my goodness. Beautiful. Casey Bivens with the First Bank three. And the Lady Chargers come charging back, only down by three. Floater up there from the deep far corner by Van Zandt. It's no good. It was a long two attempt. Goes out of bounds off of Oakland. And will be inbounded here by the Lady Flames. Near side court. Bivens passes off. Goff passes off, gets it back. Now fires up a three. It's no good. Sparks with the rebound just off the front of the rim. Another rebound and put back. This one won't go. And now muscling it up there is Goff, and she's going to be fouled. Tough going down there in the paint. Kudos to the Lady Flames. We're keeping it going and fighting for the rebounds. Foul is on Kirby. Toots free throw by Jalia Goff is no good. She's the game's leading scorer with 11. This one is a little short as well. Oakland has the rebound as Kirby clears the boards to Bivens. Now to Faith Adams. Adams brings it down the floor. Her team trails by three. To Bivens, now back to Adams. They work it around outside between the circles. Bivens open for another three. Can she tie it? Oh, yes! Casey Bivens, back-to-back first bank threes and ties us up at 26. 26-26, your score. And we have a timeout here on the floor. 30-second timeout to let me tell you about our friend Andy Womack over at State Farm. 1535 West Northfield Boulevard bringing you part of today's coverage. They're near the Ford dealer is Andy's offices. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Andy Womack, 890-0850. State Farm coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament on WGNSradio.com, brought to you in part by DirecTV by Intersource, Rick's Barbecue, Gil's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction Company. Lady Flames inbound the basketball. Into the far corner, Van Zandt. In trouble is Corley, drives the lane, misses the shot. Rebound, put back, is in there by Fuller. Big basket as Maya Fuller came racing in for the rebound and lays it in to give the Lady Flames a two-point advantage. Led throughout the game. Now driving is Adams, and she's going to be fouled before carrying the ball. That's on Van Zandt. Inbounds, and now Howard has it. 2:16 left in the third. Still a long way to go in this one, and a close game. Howard gonna drive. Float one up there from about six. No good. Got her own rebound. Missed that. Rebound. Gibson has it. And they're going to call a foul, I think, on Sparks. Gibson had good position on the board. And it is on Sparks. Fifth team foul for the Lady Flames. It will be out of bounds near baseline. And Oakland and Faith Adams bring it all the way out front. Now Adams into the right corner, turns, spins. Got to get rid of it and can't because Goff steals it away. She's going to have a layup on this end, and she puts it in the hole. Jalia Goff gives the Lady Flames a four-point lead. A minute and a half to go. It's Bivens on the floor, almost stripped of the ball, passes over to Adams, and then there's a foul. It's going to be on Maya Miller, I believe. Maya Fuller with the foul, her first foul. Six team fouls for the Lady Flames, only one for the Lady Chargers. That's here in this third quarter. Howard to inbound. She gets it to Bivens. Tries to put up a runner. Shot partially blocked, then goes out of bounds. Good job there by Corley defending. And the Lady Flames will have the ball. A two-point lead, a minute 18 left in the third. Driving is Fuller. She has it partially blocked, trying to drive in amongst the trees with Collier and Gibson in the lane for the Lady Pet, or I knew I was going to do it, the Lady Chargers. Makes it tough going. Gibson gets it, passes back out from the foul line back to Adams. Now they get it inside. Great pass from Adams inside to Collier. Misses the shot. Rebound. Sparks has it. They burn it down low. Van Sant drives. Misses the shot. Collier to Adams with 36 seconds. Have plenty of time to work for a good shot here to end the third quarter. Left side, it's going to be a partially blocked three attempt by Bivens, saved by Gibson. Driving is Bivens, misses the shot. 19 seconds, and here come the Lady Flames. Long pass up, Van Sant just does stop. Gets it over to the left side. Shot will not go after the pass to Corley, but she's fouled. Gracie Kirby with the foul, I believe it was. And at the free throw line stands Jasmine Corley, misses the first Toots free throw. Wings, burgers, salads, and more with three Rutherford County locations. Toots, good food and fun. Corley banks this one in. 6 points for Corley. 31-26, Blackman. Coming here to the near side is Adams with 8 with 7. Gives it up. Runner is in there by Bivens. Little baseline runner. 2 seconds, midcourt shot by Bond is no good. And that's the end of three quarters of play with your score. The Lady Flames of Blackman 31. And the Lady Chargers of Oakland 28. As you listen in to WGNS State Farm coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament Girls Consolation Game on WGNSradio.com. WGNS State Farm coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, First Bank, Realtor Annette Bratcher with Reliant Realty, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, along with Martin's Home and Garden. Into the near corner. They get it to Bivens. Feeds inside to Gibson. Misses the shot. Coming down the floor is Bond. Passes off here near side. Look to get it into Bliss. And Bliss Sparks is going to be fouled. Headed to the Toots free throw line. They have daily specials to save you money at Toots.com. Sparks at the free throw line. First one is in and out. She'll have another one. Second free throw. This one is good. Rattles and falls. First basket for Bliss Sparks. 32-28, Oakland with the basketball. Down the far sideline now, Adams drives. Floats one up there. Nice basket, Faith Adams. Her first basket since the first quarter of play. 2-point Blackman lead. 5:25 to go. Bond drives the lane, is going to be fouled by Gibson. And headed to the free throw line, and that is 4 fouls on Gibson. Crowd beginning to file in here for the boys' consolation and the girls' and boys' championship games, which we'll also have here on WGNSradio.com. Free throw is good for Jada Bond. 5 points for Bond, all at the free throw line. She'll have another 3-point lead for the Lady Flames. 5:23 to go in the game. This one is short. Rebound, Gibson has it. Nice clear out there by Sydney. Adams passes off right side to Howard. Backs it back out. Back to Adams. And the pass stolen away by Goff. Goff's going to have a lay-in, or she's fouled, and that's the case. Faith Adams with the foul. That is her first, fifth team foul. And at the Toots free throw line, Jalea Goff. First toss is in there. 14 points, game's leading scorer, Goff. Toots, good food and fun, daily specials to save you money. Find out more at toots.com. Second free throw is in there. 15 points for Goff. Going out for Oakland is Russell, back in the game. For the Lady Chargers is Gracie Kirby. Oakland basketball trailing by five, just under 5 minutes to go. Bivens in the corner, who's hit a couple of big threes to bring Oakland back into this one, looks over the shot, now drives baseline, going to get free for a layup. 10 points for Gibbons, now Oakland's leading scorer. 3-point Blackman lead. Pass to Van Sant, broken up by Gibson and controlled by Bivens. Turnover, Lady Flames. Adams, the long pass up to Howard. Cut off baseline, gets it to Parks. Underneath, Gibson off the glass. Sydney Gibson with 10 now. And it's a 1-point Blackman lead. Bond fakes, goes in there, gives it up to Sparks, and she is going to be fouled. I'm afraid to say who it might be. 42. That is four now on Sydney Gibson. And two shots upcoming here for Bliss Sparks, the eighth grade post. Couple of dribbles. First Toots free throw is no good, just a little short. She'll have another. Gibson goes out. Coming back in is Shamaria Collier. Bliss. Her toss, second one, is in there. She's about 50% from the free throw line. 2-point lead, Blackman. 4:10 to go in the game. Adams dribbles around, passes off here to the near side. She gives it up to Bivens, now back to her. Adams, right side to Howard. Cross-court pass, Bivens, back to Howard. 6-foot runner is good. Howard just drove in there on the right side, found a free lane, tied at 36. To break the tie, shot left side, yes, count it, Nia Van Zandt. Oakland has tied this game twice, but have not led since early on. Adams, broken up or a foul? They're going to call a foul on Jalea Goff. That is four on her. And going to the Toots free throw line will be Casey Bivens. She'll have a couple of tosses here. Well, it's 1-1. A couple of dribbles. The first one is no good. Doesn't get the second. Rebound cleared out of there by Sparks. 2-point Blackman lead, 3.5 to go. Fuller gives it off to Van Sant. Now back to Fuller. Pulls up for three. Oh, my. Maya Fuller with ice in her veins. First bank three, 41-36, Lady Flames. Adams, right side to Bivens, now gets it back. Dribbles around. Coming here to the near side. Gets it inside to Howard. Tries to strong arm it up there. It is no good. Rebound, Fuller for the Lady Flames. Burns it down low, cutting through is Van Sant. No shot, so she pulls it back out. Bond for three. It's no good. Rebound tipped, and it's going to be saved, or no. It is not going to be saved by the Lady Flames. It will be Oakland basketball. Gibson coming in now, playing with four fouls, coming in for Collier, especially here on offense. Casey Bivens. Inbounds, and now Adams trots it down the floor. 2:40 to go, 41-36, Blackman. Adams almost walked there, gives it off into the near corner to Howard, who brings it back out between the circles. And coach Charlotte P calls a timeout for the Lady Chargers. It's a timeout that we'll take as well as you listen in to WGNS State Farm coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School Girls Consolation Game here in the tournament on WGNSradio.com. You're listening in to WGNSradio.com coverage of the Girls Consolation Game, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, 803 North Thompson Lane, near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700. Oakland basketball, need a basket. Bounce pass down to Howard, now back outside to Adams for three. No good, off the front of the rim. Rebound cleared out, and Bond has it. Drives, and they're going to call an offensive foul. Offensive foul called on Bond. Will work like a turnover. And give Oakland the basketball. Bivens to inbound. Does so to Adams. Adams to Howard. Back over left side to Adams. Oakland needs a basket, under 2 minutes to go. Clogging up the inside. Over right side to Bivens, now Howard. Nothing there. Lady Flames give it up to Howard. They're playing tough defense. Howard drives, misses the shot. It goes out of bounds, off of Oakland. Another basket would be very hard to overcome here if the Lady Flames can get one, and Coach Theo Hatchett wants to talk about it, and that'll give us a chance to remind you our coverage here on WGNSradio.com, brought to you in part by Mills Family Pharmacy, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, Bell Jewelers, along with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Blackman's basketball, they inbound and get it to Fuller. Fuller to Van Sant, running the left lane is Goff. She gets the basket and is fouled. Nice play there, drawn up during the timeout. Goff with 17 points and a chance to add to it at the Toots free throw line. The plus one is good. Off with 18. Toots, good food and fun, Broad and South Church here in the borough, and in Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway. Lady Chargers need a basket quickly. Passing around out front. Adams trying to get Bivens free. Now Adams drives. Nothing there. Passes in the deep corner. Bivens spots for the three, takes the three, and it's no good. Gibson there for the rebound, partially blocked by Bond. Ball on the floor, picked up by Oakland's Collier. Going to have a lane to the basket as Gibson misses the shot, but she's fouled with a minute seven to go. And the foul will put Sydney Gibson at the line. Exactly what the Lady Flames didn't want. No time running off the clock and a chance to get some more points here. Gibson's first free throw is good. She's got 11. Joins Casey Bivens with 10. 44-37. Could be 44-38 if this free throw is made, and it is. 12 points now for Gibson. 6-point lead. A minute seven to go. And in the backcourt, there's going to be a foul called on Bivens. And she fouled Goff. And we're going to come to this end to shoot some free throws. Bivens' third foul. At the line, Goff, who has been hitting a lot of free throws here today. Game's leading scorer misses this one. Rebound Collier. Lady Chargers have a glimmer of hope here. Under a minute to go now. Bivens right wing. Back out to Adams. Cutting through is Howard. Gets in the lane. Knifes one up there. Won't go. Got her own rebound off the glass. Howard with 10. 4-point Blackman lead. Bond down the floor, and they're going to foul her before she made the pass to Goff, and that may be a blessing in disguise, but does put Jada Bond at the free throw line here. Bond with her first Toots free throw, and it is good. 6 points for Bond. Lead is five for Blackman. Could be six if she hits this one. Shot it and got it. Big free throws by Jada Bond. She's had seven big ones here in this game. 40 seconds. Oakland's got to have something happen quickly. Howard has it between the circles. Left side to Adams. Drives baseline. Blackman lets her have that shot. Rebound. It's Bond's basketball. She waits on the traffic. 25 seconds. Passes off left side, and now there's the foul. Goff going to the free throw line. And the foul is against Casey Bivens, and that's her fifth. She fouls out of the game with 10 points for the Lady Chargers and puts Goff at the free throw line with a chance for a 20-point night. Misses the free throw. 22 seconds to go in the game. Second free throw is good. 19 for Goff. And timeout, Oakland. Our coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School girls basketball consolation game on WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm and all of the State Farm agents. Celeste Middleton, along with Andy Womack. Also want to thank Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jeannie Allman, Trey Helton, and Monty King. Get to a better state with State Farm. Also brought to you in part by Ideas Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Gondolier Italian Restaurant on Broad, Midas of Murfreesboro, and also WGNS Radio. 22 seconds to go in the game. It's a 47-40 lead for Blackman. Oakland tied the game a couple of times. Hasn't taken the lead, except maybe early on. But in the meat of the game, tied it twice, but never been able to capture the lead from the Lady Flames. Number two seed here in the tournament. Oakland to inbound. And Oakland with some subs into the game as well. They try to feed inside to Gibson. One of those subs is Gabby Henderson. Number 20, Gabby Henderson into the game. 14 seconds. Lady Flames with a foul to send Gibson to the Toots free throw line. Shelby Gibson. I said Shelby, it's Sydney. I knew that was going to happen tonight too. Toss. No good. She'll have another. Second free throw. This one is good. 13 points for Gibson. The lead is six. Now a foul with 12.7. Foul is number 32, who just checked in the game for Oakland. Sydney Micklin. Free throw line, Bond. First one is good. 8 points, all free throws for Jada Bond. Second Toots free throw is in there. 9 points for Bond. 49-41 with 12 seconds to go. No fouls for Blackman, says Coach Hatchett. Runner is good by Oakland. And now with point two, there's going to be a foul. We're going to shoot some free throws here on this end. Lady Flames going to claim third place here in the tournament. And Oakland, the fifth seed, will finish number four. Free throw is up and good by Fuller. Fuller will have another one with .2. This one no good. Rebound Gibson, and there's your horn. Final 50-43. Lady Flames, 7-point winner here in the girls' consolation game. 50-43. Now some leading scorers for you. 19 points for Golf to lead the way for the Lady Flames. Jalea Golf with 19. 6 points for Fuller. 2 for Sparks. 6 points for Jasmine Corley. 9 points for Jada Bond. All at the free throw line, by the way. Nia Van Zandt with 8. For the Lady Chargers of Oakland, they were led by the 13 points of Sydney Gibson today. Casey Bivens with 10. 4 points for Faith Adams. 3 for Gracie Kirby. 1 point for Decoria Puckett. And 10 points for Casey Howard. That's a look at your scoring and stats brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. Thanks for joining us here for the girls' consolation game. WGNS State Farm coverage of the Rutherford County Middle School basketball tournament. Brian Barrett signing off, saying thanks for joining us here on WGNSradio.com.